This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
We've got Miglu Chris in with us while Gerard's on leave. But we've also got Caitlin Thomas on the line. How are you?
I'm going great. Yourself?
Good. I saw in your story you just arrived at uni.
I did. I've got my pole position car park. I've got it all sorted out, which is great.
I don't think it matters what university campus you're at around the country. That is an important place to be. Well done.
It truly is, and it sets up my whole day. If I don't get my normal parking spot, I'm like, well, today's going to be terrible.
What are you studying?
So I'm doing my Bachelor of Music, and I'm in my last year of that, so it's pretty exciting for it all to be over, but it's a lot of fun.
Very exciting. You can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
That's it.
How many years was it?
3 years.
Yeah, no, I couldn't have done that. I did 1 year and I'm like, yes, now I'm done. Thank you.
I did one 3-year degree, but it took me 10. So good on you for getting on with it, mate.
Thank you.
So your new single comes out this Friday, Make Your Move. Tell us the story behind this.
Make Your Move was pretty much, it was really spontaneous how I came up with this song. I was, surprisingly enough, just in my kitchen at home and no one was home, which was awesome. And we've got some great acoustics in our house. And so I was making a salad and I, you know, just ended up having a vocal jam, as you do. You know, every singer would probably do it. And I started coming up with the hook with a knife in one hand and tongs in the other. And I quickly pressed record for this song and it became an earworm. And like most earworms, I was like, I need to write this or else I'm going to go insane. And so I ended up calling up my good friend Michelle Parsons and we got together just in between the second lockdown in Victoria. And we wrote this song, which was amazing, so at least I had something to, you know, listen to during our lockdown period again. But Make Your Move is about pretty much when you're talking to someone or you're waiting for someone to make the first move, and you know you're getting a bit impatient and you're not really the jealous type. I know for a fact I'm not the jealous type, so I was like, I don't like how I'm feeling right now. And I guess we're kind of taking matters into our own hands and giving them a bit of a nudge, you know, saying, do you want me? Because just hurry up and make a move or else I'm out of here. I can't be bothered dealing with this anymore. And that's Make Your Move, pretty much.
I mean, sometimes people just need that nudge in the right direction.
I agree. I totally
agree. Chris,
did
you need that nudge?
Look, I can't say I did when I met my beautiful partner. I couldn't stay away.
Oh, well, I need to meet someone like you then. None of them do anything. I'm like just sitting there going, okay, all right, round two. All right, we've been going at it for, you know, we've been talking for months and months, but nothing. Okay, all right.
Don't worry. He'll be out there.
It's all good.
Now,
all
Red, good. You've been writing songs since you were 8 years old. Tell us about how you got into it so young.
So I've always, surprisingly enough, I was a dancer. You wouldn't know it by looking at me now, but I used to sing songs all the time, and it wasn't until the performing arts school that I was at introduced singing lessons that my parents thought that this was a great opportunity for me to at least learn how to sing in pitch, which is very important.
Was that giving you a hint about your singing previously before that?
Yeah, I think so. And I used to just come up with songs all the time. And my first song that I ever wrote was based on someone in my hometown who had neuroblastoma, which is a rare childhood cancer. And I was, you know, 8 at the time, and I was able to go out and play with my friends and do all these things, and they weren't able to. So I wanted to have something to contribute to that, so I ended up writing a song. And I didn't know that I was writing a song when I wrote a poem called I Wish. And that pretty much was the spiral effect into me going, I actually like writing my emotions out in the open, and I feel like a lot of people can relate to certain things as we're growing up and going through different stages of our life. And that was just the starting point, and I haven't looked back since.
That's great. I mean, what a serious topic to be writing about at 8 years old.
Well, yeah, looking back at it now, I'm like, wow, look at me go.
Well, it's great you started so young, and it's great that you're here today talking to us, that we get to release your, what number song are we up to here? Written.
Written? Oh, my goodness. I couldn't even tell you. I've got a lot of songs that I have half written, songs that I have written and gotten recorded, but I haven't released. So this one is probably, we're getting into like the high, like 300s, I reckon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but it's a pretty cool tune. It's one of my favourites so far. I think it's one of the best songs I've written as of yet, which is really good.
All right, for the first time on radio ever, would you like to introduce your song for us?
All right, well, hi everyone. This is my new single called Make Your Move.
Do you want me?
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.